The Family Frying Pan, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer and Melissa Eccleston.
Anya puts up her hand tonight. She is a thin woman with a sad face, perhaps in her late 20s or much younger even. Russia and a pure marriage make short work of a beautiful bride. I shall tell you of my wedding feast, so that we may choose a dish to eat tonight, a soup to serve to a prince, Anya says as we sit watching the family frying pan bubbling on the fire. She sighs and begins her story. I was chosen to be the bride of the landowner's only son, a peasant girl to compensate for a bloodline that had lost its vigor. My husband-to-be was a poor specimen, with eyes too close and hairy brows that joined across the bridge of his nose. He was rich and needed a male heir, and I was strong and, I suppose, pretty enough. Besides, it was an honor my father, who was a poor man, could not afford to turn down. So, for a good horse and a small cornfield, I was sold to the landowner's son. As for myself, I was given no choice in the matter. Love was not a word used easily in our village, and the honor and good fortune bestowed on me was thought by all to be most profound. The wedding day came, and the fat priest joined us together in a chorus of hymns and vows and prayers to bless our union with male offspring. Then we sat together alone at the wedding feast, my husband and I, while the villagers danced and feasted in our honor, and we had nothing to say to each other.